Hey guys, it's Jess. I realize some of my prior podcasts, I always sound so confused about my name. Like, it's Jess? But it's an inside joke with my boy, Lance, that congratulations, he's like this huge, like, stand-up comedic in Chicago. And he used to do the DJ nights, or I'm sorry, the karaoke nights at this bar I worked at. So, you already know, whether I was working or not, I would sing, of course. And he would, there was this hostess that worked there that just didn't have a fucking clue. Like, it concerned me how the fuck she got out of bed in the morning and knew that she had to go, wash her face, brush her teeth. And she wasn't like, oh my God, like, look at, like, these blankets. Like, they're just so fluffy. Oh, what is that noise? Oh, it's my alarm. Obviously, what do I do with it? Oh my gosh, like one of those kinds. And she'd be like, Jess, like when I had a new table, she was the hostess. And so Lance and I were just cracking up one day. So when he would announce my name to sing, he would say, Jess, Jess. But of course, he made it a lot more funny. And I would always tell him, you're funny as shit. You need to try to be a comedian some way, somehow, because you got that like stand-up comedian factor. And the thing is, he is now. So it's all about being right, son. So I had a kind of fuckery type of day. I went to lunch. And all I wanted was a Publix sub. They had, like, I get this wrap, and this spinach wrap with like the boar's head roast beef that reminds me of Mino's up in Lynn, Massachusetts, by Boston. The best roast beef sandwich you will ever fucking have in your life. It's incredible. Like it's insane. I crave it, and I can't have it, and it pisses me. Like my aunt and uncle know. Like my relatives know when I come visit up in Boston. When I get off that plane. Either you already have it when you pick me up, or we going straight there to Mino's. It's been around since my parents were teenagers, and it's still there. It's a little hole in the wall type of place, but it's the best. So the boar's head reminds me of the same kind of roast beef. It's not like Arby's where it's like brown. Like I don't want to eat no brown roast beef, and that's not an innuendo or metaphor for anything else. You sick fucks, get your head out of the gutter. I actually meant the actual food. So I was craving it. So I leave and I needed to get gas. Like I knew I had enough. I drive a Camaro, so which you guys all know, John Stamos, who needs to be fucking washed. He's fucking filthy right now. So I figured I'm gonna go get my sandwich at Publix. And then I'll go get gas. And then I'll get my ass back to work because I'm busy as fuck, which is a beautiful thing. Shout out to the Purchase Power team, Cross Country Mortgage. Okay, with. Ooh, what is it? I mean, every single person says Boca Raton. No, here I go again. Every single person I know. Or don't know, or just hear them overspeak it, say Boca Raton. So I know that it's Raton. I just get confused of why it's spelt like that. If it was, now I'm so confused. Like I just want to say, I'm just going to say whatever comes out of my mouth because there's three options here. Boca Raton, Boca Raton, and Boca Raton. I just feel like it really needs an E at the end, or tone. Because sincerely, it is actually, if you want to go by the spelling, Boca Raton. 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 I spend way too much of my brain, my very knowledgeable, intelligent brain, talking about something like this. I've been doing it for like a couple of years now since I lived here. So where was I? Where was I, guys? It's not like, I guess that, you could call that a rhetorical question, because it's not like the fuck you can answer me right now. Let me, I don't want to retract my steps. I fucking hate when people say that shit. Retract your steps. Bitch, don't you worry about my steps. I'll find that shit. So I'll just pick up somewhere, because I know the topic, so at least I know the topic. I went to Publix. Okay, so yeah, so that was my plan. So I clock out. Oh, shout out to the Purchase Power team in Boca Raton. I only said that because I'm being professional and promoting my team. It is, I've been in this business for 4 years, and it's easy to jump around a lot. Sometimes you're just not happy with the process. Sometimes it's just not a good fit. And sometimes, you know, that's mostly what it was. But I've never been so impressed by a process. And it's not just in cross country in itself. I mean, but just the process within the branch that they created is exactly the kind of process that I was looking for. So shout out to you guys. Shout out to Federal Burgers. My branch manager, Ryan, owns that as well. And I had the chicken tenders dipped in buffalo sauce, and it made me weak in the motherfucking knees. So I haven't had a burger yet, but I highly suggest it. It's grass-fed, so it's, you know, good for you. Or it's better for you than your typical just burger from Wendy's or what have you, McDonald's, Burger King. Or any restaurant, too. Like, I'm not just talking shit. Fuck. If I eat fast food, which is very far and few between, because, you know, hey, I got a body to work. I got not to work on. I got a body to maintain. But when I splurge, it's always Mickey D's. So I ain't talking shit. Just being real. So I clock out, and I'm going to do what my plan was. Get to Publix and, like, these sandwich lines to get the subs. Yeah, you can do it online up front. But it's never, ever fucking ready. And there's been a lot of more instances where I get there and they like, oh, I didn't realize there was a ticket there. So I had to fucking wait anyway. So I'm like, fuck it. So I'm not like driving like on my phone, like ordering the sub or whatever. And having to type all that shit in. Because quite frankly, when I'm on my break, the last thing I want to do is stare at technology. Because I stare at computer screens all day long. Analyzing things. Like, it's not like I just look at it. It's, you know, you really have to read between the lines. And the fluorescent lights, those fluorescent lights in offices have got to go. They really need to change that, constructionally wise. Nobody fucking likes fluorescent lights. Stop using them. I'm going to actually Google right now. I don't know if I can Google while I'm talking, so I'll Google it later. And I'll pick back up. I'll pause the podcast. But I'm actually really intrigued and curious as to why fluorescent lights are the lights of choice in an office. I don't get it. But maybe I'll find a fun fill fact to add to my useless bag of knowledge, and I have like a plethora of those. So I don't say they're useless. I think that every piece of knowledge is useful. My useful, invisible, useful bags of random knowledge is what I'm going to change it to. So I go. I stand in line. Takes fucking forever. Because, not just because of the people making the sandwiches, which they can be slow as fuck. But, and they usually are, but fuck those public subs. I can't help it. But it's also the customers. Because they're like, oh, do I really want shredded lettuce? Well, you know what? No, let me see the meat. It's like, just get your fucking sandwich and go. Like, people are on their lunch breaks. Shut the fuck up. Get your sandwich. Get the fuck out of here, please. Before I blow a goddamn fucking gasket in my brain and have a fucking brain aneurysm and lose my job, and because I'm late getting back, because you couldn't decide if you want oil and vinegar or just oil. You know what I'm saying? Like, fuck all that noise. So I go through all that. It actually really wasn't that bad this time. It was like two people. But I have no patience. I talked about this on my How's Your Chinese Food podcast. I don't like lines. I don't have patience for them. So any line that's a line is going to be a big line to me. Frustrational-wise and patience-wise, and you get the drift. So I get it, and then they put a little ticket on it, and then you go pay. So I grab a bag of chips, grab a Diet Coke, go to pay, ring it up at the U-Scan, because there was no line for once, and I would rather just do it my motherfucking self. Where's my wallet? And I'm like, are you fucking kidding? Because I had to get gas. There was no way. Like, I mean, it was close. But it was like kind of closer to my house to go get my wallet rather than go back to work. And then I would have been best around. Like, am I going to make it home? Like, because I fucked up and didn't get gas. And it got a little too low because I wasn't paying attention. And that engine, that V, I actually don't want a V8. I have a V6 and it's powerful in itself as fuck. And it's a fucking beast. It guzzles some gas, bro. So I couldn't even imagine a V8 engine. Would love to drive one, but really think I'd rather just own the V6. It's a lot. If the V6 is like that, then I couldn't even imagine. It'd probably be like $100 to fill up my tank. It's $100. It's like my kid's aftercare plus $16. Or $16 short. So I text my boss. I let him know what's up. I mean, I'm really caught up. I mean, I know I'm busy as shit, but I know how to maintain my pipeline. So I just let him know, like, listen, like, I fucked up. I'm a dumbass. And he was cool with it. He's like, no worries, go. So I rush home, get my wallet. Because my other fear was, what if it like just fell out on the side of my car, which would have still been fine because at least I had it and I could just run to the gas station right there on my way back to the office. So no worries. But what if it fell out of my purse when I put my purse in my drawer at my office? So I was like anxiety times 5,000. I needed a fucking Valium at this point. So I get home and I was like, law of attraction. I have it. It's in my room. I know it. And it was. So I said, great. You know, leave, go to the gas station. Well, actually, no. Wait. I'm missing a very huge, important part. I get in my car and my phone blacks out completely. I don't even know if it's because it's dead, because the USB ports in my car sometimes suck and chargers suck sometimes. And I didn't charge it last night because I forgot again. My dog's chasing birds again. Leave the ducks alone. Not doing anything wrong. Silly girl. She would hunt these fucking ducks all day if I let her. So I'm like, fuck it. I've got to go. Back to the fucking office. I got a lot going on here. So I suck it up. When I went and finally got gas, I bought a new charger because I was like, maybe it's the charger because, you know, that shit pussies out sometimes and dies. But that didn't help. But it was weird because it, like, didn't look like it was dead. It looked like there was still, like, some of the LCD lighting behind it, and it would still vibrate, like, if I got a text. So I'm like, what in the actual fuck is going on? So I get there, and I figured I'll just sign into iTunes and I'm not sure if there's an option to, you know, bug just flew my fucking ear with my AirPod in. Ugh. 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 I'm ashing all over myself. This is insane. So I get back to the office and I'm like, sorry guys, I gotta Google this real quick. Like, I'm gonna have to make an appointment to Apple. So I call my mom because I'm like, listen, you're going to have to get Emma. I can't get Emma because I'm going to have to go to Apple if I can't figure this out. She even brought me my iPad because there was like a verification code. Or no, I can't see it if my screen is dark, you know. And then I knew it was just like what, from when I researched, because I Google everything. And I would rather Google for an hour than right up front ask a question. So I'm Googling. All I could find was you got to hit the sides because I have an iPhone XR. I don't have the one with that actual home button. But like when you press it a certain amount of times, you press something and I can't see the screen. It kept like doing that, like where they call 911. I was like, fuck. Like, I don't want to go to jail for like thinking the police are playing jokes. Ain't nobody got time for that shit. So I said, fuck it. I'm just going to go to Apple. So I made my appointment, left the office. They're all like, good luck. I'm like, I know, right? Fuck. Not looking forward to it. Already about the back and forth of driving through Boca, which my office is really like, to be real with you, 10 minutes up the street, if that. But it takes a lot longer because of this goddamn traffic and people cannot drive anywhere. But this is the worst I've seen it. And I've lived and drove a lot of places that have pissed me off. A lot of road rage podcasts and YouTube videos I've done in the past at other cities. So it's just a generalization thing. But that's why I think that I'm fully confident to say that my opinion could be taken into consideration that these people suck driving here. I mean, it's terrible. It's a thorn in my ass. It's like porcupine thorns all in my ass. It's porcupine shit. So I go to Apple and literally walk in. He's like, hey, not as crowded, but you know how it is. Always crowded in some form or fashion. Grabs me, sit down. They got me in 2 seconds. And he taught me how to do it. You press the volume button up, you press the volume down button, and then you hold the home button until you see it for, I think, 10 seconds, he said, and then you see it restart. And then my phone was fine. Didn't have to pay anything. Was there literally no more than 10 minutes, and that's unheard of. So that was my day today. It wasn't a bad day by any means. It was just a frustrating as fuck day. Like, God damn it. Standing in line that I hate. Got to get back to work. Got my food ready to go. Yeah. Don't have my wallet. Need my wallet. Have no gas. If I had gas, because I had a full pack of cigarettes, so it's not like I needed to buy anything else. If I had, like, gas, I wouldn't have drove all the way home to get it. But, like, I knew that. I'm closer to my house than the office. So I'd rather just go there. Plus, I want to, like, if it's not there, then I'm fucked. That was my day, ladies and gentlemen. I hope you all have had a great day. I'm going to be 30 in a week, and I can't wait to get out of my 20s. Whole new chapter, ladies and gentlemen. A whole new, a plethora of opportunity, especially now. This is a great way to end 29 and to begin my new decade. So, have a great night, ladies and gentlemen. And it's Jessica, Jess, Saucier, coming to you live in Boca, whatever the fuck you think it is. I'm just going to say Boca from now on. Au revoir.